It is meat. Abai was unable to restrain his shock. No, what is this? I have never taken meat. Abai looked at his host in astonishment. I never expected this at Jagannath Puri. Ashamed, his host said, I did not know. I thought this was the best. Abai pacified the man, but he put his food aside and took no more meals there. After that, Abai only ate the Jagannath Prasadam from the temple. Abai stayed in Puri for 3 or 4 days, wandering around the holy places and visiting the famous Puri seaside with its sparkling beach and strongly pounding surf. Several times he recognized some of the priests from the Jagannath temple as they smoked cigarettes, and he heard of other unsavory activities of the sadhus connected with the temple. What kind of sadhus were these who ate fish with their Jagannath prasadam and smoked? In this respect, he found Jagannath Puri disappointing. When Abai returned home, he found his young wife crying. Then he heard how her friends had told her, "Your husband is not coming back." He told her not to worry. There was no truth in the story. He had only gone for a few days and was now back. Although his marriage had only recently begun, Abai was dissatisfied. Radharani Datta was an attractive young girl, but Abai had never really liked her. He was thinking maybe a different wife would be better, a second wife besides this one. In India, it was socially acceptable to marry a second wife, so Abai decided to take the matter into his own hands. He made arrangements to approach the parents of another girl. But when his father heard about it, he called Abai and said, "My dear boy, you are eager to take a second wife, but I would advise you not to. It is Krishna's grace that your present wife is not to your liking. Take it as a great fortune. If you do not become too attached to your wife and family, that will help you in your future advancement in spiritual life." Abai accepted his father's advice. He wanted to obey his father, and he appreciated the saintly viewpoint. But he remained thoughtful, a bit awed by his father's forethought, and he wondered how one day in the future he would be advancing in spiritual life and be grateful that his father had done this. Your future advancement in spiritual life. Abai liked the idea. He reconciled himself to the wife he had been given. Abai Charan Day's name was included on the posted list of students who had passed the BA exams and who were invited to appear for their diploma. But Abai had decided he didn't want a diploma from Scottish Church's College. Although as a graduate he would have a promising career, it would be a British tainted career. If Gandhi succeeded, India would soon be rid of the British. Abai had made his decision, and when graduation day arrived, the college authorities learned of his rejecting his diploma. In this way, Abai registered his protest and signaled his response to Gandhi's call. Gandhi's protest had increased its pitch in recent months. During the war, Indians had remained loyal to the crown in hopes of generating British sympathy towards the cause of independence. But in 1919, England had passed the Rowlatt Act to repress the move for Indian freedom. Gandhi had then called on all Indians to observe a Hartal, a day in which people all over the country had stayed home from work and school in protest. Although it had been a non-violent protest, 1 week later in Amritsar, in the public square known as Jallianwala Bagh, British soldiers shot to death hundreds of unarmed, defenseless Indians who had gathered for a peaceful meeting. Gandhi then lost all faith in the intentions of the empire towards India. Calling for complete non-cooperation, he ordered a boycott of everything British: commodities, schools, courts, military honors. And Abai, in refusing his degree, was moving to align himself more closely with Gandhi's independence movement. But his heart was not in it. just as he had never given his heart to college studies, to earning a degree, to his wife, so he was reserved about becoming a full-fledged nationalist. Abai had become inclined towards the cause, but never really convinced. Now out of school, out of work, caring little for his career, education or wife, he remained at home. He had tried his hand at writing poetry for the occasion of a friend's wedding. He read Srimad Bhagavatam and the latest speeches of Gandhi. He had no immediate plans. Gormohan had his plans for Abai, and the college degree had been an integral part of those plans. But Krishna, it seemed, had other plans. The political protest of refusing the Bachelor of Arts degree was more a mark of honor than a social stigma, and Gormohan did not reproach his son for it. But Abai still needed to take up some kind of work. Gormohan approached his friend Kartik Bose and asked him to employ Abai. Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, an intimate friend, had been the family doctor since Abai's childhood. He was a distinguished surgeon, a medical scholar, and a chemical industrialist. He had his own establishment, Bose's Laboratory, in Calcutta, where he manufactured drugs, soaps, and other products for the pharmaceutical industry. Dr. Bose was well known throughout India as the first Indian to manufacture pharmaceutical preparations that he had formerly been monopolized by European firms. How are we doing with the video? Now? Sorry? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.